Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong! The All-American Boy! Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions presents Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. With a thrilling new contest. A contest offering 1,000 bicycles.
How many bicycles?
1,000 bicycles. The Jack Armstrong Name Your Bike Contest. You say you've never tried Wheaties. Never enjoyed those crisp golden flakes with milk and fruit?
Then you're missing out on something. Because Wheaties aren't just ordinary whole wheat flakes. They're Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Look, you'll want to try Wheaties today. Because it might mean you'll get a brand new bicycle without paying for it.
You see, the makers of Wheaties are offering 1,000, yes, 1,000 shiny new bicycles in their sensational Name Your Bike contest.
Think of it. One of these 1,000 bikes might easily be yours.
You'll be proud of your bike. It's a Columbia, America's first bicycle, complete with some of the finest equipment.
Famous new departure coaster brake, Goodyear all-weather long-wearing balloon tires, other swell features.
Boys get red bikes, girls get blue bikes. And 1,000 will be given away.
Listen, if we gave just one bike a day, it would take 1,000 days, almost 3 years, to give away those 1,000 bicycles.
But we're giving away 1,000 bikes all at once. We want you to win a bike now.
How do you try for your bike? It's easy. You just send in the best bicycle name you can think of. Just name the bike you hope to win.
For instance, you might call your bike Champ Special, Chief, or Red Flyer. These are just samples.
Probably you've already thought of a better name, a winning name.
Okay, now, print plainly the name you've chosen on a separate piece of paper. Add your own name and address. Mail with one Wheaties box top to Wheaties, Box 700, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
There's still time, but hurry. Try for your bike before it's too late. Remember, you might soon have the thrill of riding one of these Columbia Streamliners down your street. Think how your friends would envy you.
If you've already entered this contest, send in some more names. Enter as often as you wish, but print each name submitted on a separate piece of paper with your own name and address. Include one Wheaties box top with each entry.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Rush your entry to Wheaties, Box 700, Minneapolis, Minnesota today. Jack Armstrong and
the Man of Ice.
Between the hours of midnight and 1 o'clock, the Man of Ice appeared at Frosthaven, the old hunting lodge where Ben Clark had set up a secret laboratory. We saw him as he crossed the unbroken expanse of snow, watched him as he cut the wires of the burglar alarm, saw him enter the building through a window, and a few seconds later, yes, a gunshot echoed through the place. And then all was quiet. Deathly quiet. Who fired that shot? Ben Clark or the Man of Ice?
Jack Armstrong sat bolt upright in his bed as he heard a plane pass over the South Peak Hotel.
That's funny. Sounds like the same plane that flew over here before.
What'd you say, Jack?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vic. I didn't mean to wake you up.
I'm not asleep, Jack. I've just been lying here, Vic.
So have I. Did you hear that plane?
Yeah, another single engine job.
Sounded like the same plane to me. I wonder what time it is. You have your watch on you, Vic?
No, I haven't, Jack. I left it in on the living room table.
I want to check the time. Can't sleep, so I might as well get up and look at your watch.
Oh,
I should have known that chair was there.
Hey, one of you guys walking around in there?
I am, Billy. Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you. I'm just coming out to see what time it is.
Gee whiz, it must be 4 or 5 o'clock, Jack. I've been wide awake ever since we went to bed. Want me to turn the light on?
Yes, please. Which table did you put your watch on, Vic?
The small table over near the window.
Oh, yeah, that one. 1 o'clock. Vic,
Get out of bed. Hurry up. Come in here.
What's the matter, Jack? What's wrong?
What's wrong, Jack? What's the matter? Why are you staring out of that window?
Look for yourself.
There. Now, you know I wasn't dreaming. There it is. That's the same head I saw.
Look at it, Vic. Look at it.
Just a head, and it's vanishing. Vanishing before our very eyes.
Come on, Jack. Let's get that window open.
It's gone. It's disappeared.
I'll get it, Vic.
There's nothing out there, Vic. Absolutely nothing.
Lean out of the window, Jack. See if there's anyone in the room above us.
Now, will you two believe me?
Hold on to me, Vic.
Yep. Yeah. No lights on up there, Vic. Go on back in here.
Vic, don't believe in ghosts. But that face.
Now that you two have seen it, maybe you'll believe
me. We believed you before, Billy. Jack, the man of ice is trying to frighten us, trying to chase us away from here. Close that window.
Well, is there any reason why we can't register at another hotel?
There must be some explanation for that face. A perfectly logical explanation. A thing can't be there 1 second and then just disappear.
Well, that's what it did.
I know it, but it was a trick. That's all, just a trick.
Magical. Jack, Vic, Magical the magician.
That's too obvious, Billy. Come on, Jack. Let's slip into our clothes. I have an idea we'll find footprints under this window.
We looked for footprints the last time. The last time when I saw the face. There weren't any down there, Vic.
We're on the second floor of this building. Moon's bright tonight. We'll be able to find tracks if there are any.
Okay, then. Let's get dressed.
No, Billy, you stay here. Go back to your bed, turn out all the lights, and wait for us.
Oh, gee whiz, Jack. Why can't... Oh, all right.
One of us must stay in this apartment, Billy.
Okay. I'm just glad that you two saw that face. You had me thinking I had a vacancy upstairs.
Let's hurry, Jack. Quiet as a tomb down here in the lobby at this time of the morning. Look, Vic, the night man's sound asleep over there.
No need to disturb him. Come on. We'll go out the front door and circle around the building.
Do you think of any way that image could appear and disappear that way, Vic?
Not at the moment, Jack, but I'm sure there is an explanation. No, that path leads to the garage, around this way.
Oh.
Our window opens into the court.
Whew.
That one's sharp, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Should have worn something heavier. Vic, I just happen to think. If we find footprints under our window, they might have been there the time Billy saw that image.
We can tell fresh prints. All right, around here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really need that flashlight. Moon's so bright. Now, let's be quiet out here. No use waking anyone else up. Let's see. Our room is right at the end of the stairs, about the middle of the building. That's it up there, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. It's warmer here in this court, out of the wind.
I was noticing that, too. Oh, there's the reason. That hot air ventilator. Wait a minute. Stop right here. Flash your light on the snow.
No footprints down there, Vic.
Then your theory must be right. Someone suspended it from one of those rooms up there. Or from the roof. Now, let's see. Ben's apartment is right over ours. Magico's is over his. No light showing up there.
Wait a second, Vic. That little hole in the snow. I'm going to look at it closer. Thought maybe something might have dropped... No, I'm wrong. Water must be dripping down here from those icicles up above. Well, what do we do now?
Go back inside and up on the roof. We have to find the answer to this problem. Come on.
I gotta wait up here in the dark while they go around looking for clues. Boy, am I glad they saw that face at the window. They still think I was just imagining things. Oh, well, let them walk around out there. It's nice and warm in here. I'll just get this pillow propped up where I can rest on it and I'll... Sounded like someone putting a key in our lock. Sounded like somebody just opened the door. Come in from the hall. Sure it would. Must be the room next door. Boy, you can really imagine a lot of things when you're sitting in the dark.
Where's your light ahead, Vic? I wonder who turned the lights out in this hall.
That was Jack. And he said he wondered who turned the lights out in the hall.
Let's get up to the roof as soon as possible, Jack.
There's someone else in this apartment right now. I wish I had a gun. Oh, I don't dare turn a light on. I'd make a perfect target. He's in Jackson Vic's room. Oh, I gotta do something. Where are my slippers? Oh, yeah, there they are. He's searching for something. Well, if I can just sneak up on him in the dark. he had something to sock him with. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. I'll let him get the door open and... No, you don't. No, you don't, Mr. Man of Ice. I got you. I got you. Hey, see where you're dragging me. Oh, you're breaking my arm. You're not gonna get away this time. Ow! Hey, that ski boot. Where'd you get that ski boot? Give me that. Give it to me, I say. Now I can use this boot to smack you across the head. Hey, where are you pushing me? Hey, I'm falling, falling!
Right, someone could have leaned over the edge and lowered that head in front of our window, but how could they make it disappear right before our eyes?
I don't know, Jack. This whole thing has me stumped. Stumped completely. Of course, if Magico is responsible for it, if it's one of his tricks...
You mean you think he does it the same way he makes that bicycle vanish?
That's what I was thinking, yes. Oh, there's no use staying up here any longer. Let's get back to our apartment.
Billy's going to have the laugh on us, Vic.
That doesn't matter. As long as the Man of Ice is here in the hotel tormenting us, Ben Clark will be safe. Come on.
Wonder who turned the lights off in our hallway.
They may go out automatically, Jack. No lights on in the third or fourth floors either. Wait a minute. I'll flash my light down there so you can see the library.
Oh, thanks, Vic. Wait a second now.
Yeah, there we are. I can make it.
I'll close the trap door and bolt it. Wait a second, will you? Grab this flashlight.
Yeah. Okay, Vic.
All right.
Watch your step now. We ought to get a lock for that door so no one can get up on the roof.
I can't do that, Jack. It's a fire exit. There we are. Well, come on. Let's go back and take a razzing from Billy.
Wait a second, Vic. Hold it. What was that, Jack? Sounded like someone running down the back stairway, going pretty fast.
Look out, Jack. I'm going to jump.
Vic, the formula. You left it in the ski boot. Come on, let's go. That person may have gotten into our apartment. Come on.
Billy would have shouted if anyone broke you.
You forget how clever the Man of Ice is, Vic. How well he took care of Billy before. Here's the stairs. Watch it.
But, Jack, no one would know that I hid the formula in the ski boot.
Well, come on. Let's make sure.
Yeah.
One more fight to go, Vic. Wonder who that was running down those back stairs. Slow down here, Vic. Slow down. Quiet now. See if we can hear anything. No, it's perfectly quiet. Wait a minute. I'll flash this light toward our door. Vic, it's open. Come on.
Call to Billy. Make sure he's all right. Wait till I get this door all the way open. Billy! Billy, are you okay? Billy!
Excuse me, Jack. I want to get in that bedroom and make sure the ski boot's there.
Maybe Billy fell asleep.
He's not in his bed, Vic. Billy, where are you?
Jack, it's gone. The ski boot is gone.
And so's Billy. Come on, Vic. We'll search this place from top to bottom. Oh, I wish there were some way we could tell Jack and Vic what happened. How that mysterious person came into their apartment, took the ski boot, started out of the place when Billy jumped him. How Billy struggled to get that boot away from him, and then suddenly... But... What happened to Billy? He fell backward and sounded as though he dropped through an open trap door. Oh, believe you me, I'm going to be here tomorrow, and I know you are too, because I want to find out what happened in that hotel. What happened out at Frosthaven? Be sure, all of you, to listen in to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and...
The Man of Ice.
Time's getting short. If you want to win one of those 1,000 beautiful new Columbia bicycles, you'll have to hurry. Get some Wheaties at your grocer's, the good whole wheat flakes in the orange and blue package. And use that Wheaties box top to try for your bike today. It's easy. You just dream up a name for one of those bikes. For instance, Red Flyer or Champ Special. You say you thought of a better name already. Okay. Print plainly the name you've chosen on a piece of paper. Use one side only. Add your own name and address. Mail with one Wheaties package top to Wheaties, Box 700, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Winning name selected on basis of originality, uniqueness, and suitability. Envelopes must be postmarked on or before midnight, February 10th. That's next Monday. Don't delay. Try for your bike today. This is Bob McKee speaking for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. We invite you to listen again tomorrow to another exciting episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
And this is Jim Butterfield urging you to try for one of those 1,000 swell new Columbia bikes today.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.